Greetings, Guardians, and well, no, what?
That's wrong. No, that's wrong on so right. many levels.
Yes.
No, it is.
Greetings.
That theme song means it is once again time for the Geek Wolfpack podcast, not our sister podcast, Happy Hour from the Tower, which we'll talk about later today, but rather the Geek Wolfpack podcast. You got me all discombobulated, which is the only kind of combobulated you can be. I am, as always, your Papa Wolf, Nick Kelly.
And may I say how refreshing it is to finally see you in a video with your clothing on, sir.
And with me is Mama Wolf.
Stacia Kelly.
I am Groot.
Mm-hmm.
I am Groot.
Uh-huh.
I am Groot.
No! And finally, Thermal Wolf.
Brandon Kelly.
Okay, hold on. Eris is going on about breaking the necrotic... just shoot it.
Foreshadowing.
I'm gonna be honest, when the music was playing,
yeah,
I completely blanked on the intro.
So you just went with the other podcast?
No, I mean, I knew you were gonna say it. I just completely forgot what it actually was.
Awesome. All right, well, we are home and in studio and recording, which means we are no longer touring the East Coast, which we did, which is why this podcast is not released on Tuesday, right? And we will talk about all that. We'll talk about some of the things that we did and some of the places that we went and the things that you will see and the people that you will meet who will try to con you into buying stuff on the sidewalk. But first, let's talk nerd news.
Uh-oh. I thought you were going to say, let me take a selfie.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Well, let me take a selfie. Okay, that's getting punched in. No problem. Cool. You are doing Destiny Age of Triumph.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we're gonna bump that down, because when I start talking about what we're playing, you're going to talk about that later, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
No nerd news for Destiny right now.
No, but we are right in the release weekend for The Fate of the Furious, which is the 8th movie in the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly the last.
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably not.
They have a submarine. Well, here's the deal. It's the opening weekend. It's going to make over $100 million.
Yes.
It'll be the third of the franchise that has opened with over $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think it's going to make as much as Fast 7, which made $150 million opening weekend because of Paul Walker passing away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to go see it? I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah. You just want to see the explosions on the big screen.
Vroom, vroom.
It's like Michael Bay, but with continuity. May I, as an aside, the trailer for Transformers The Last Night is out.
Mm.
It's just, I loved Transformers growing up. I'm so oversaturated with Michael Bay Transformer movies at this point that I just don't care. Apparently Optimus Prime's a bad guy now. Great. Can we just move on to something different? Bring on Unicron, eat the planet, call it a day.
Yeah, that's...
But something that you watched, speaking of movies that are coming out, you watched the trailer for Thor Ragnarok.
Right? I did.
I was watching you watch it with the Hulk and all that. You didn't remember that?
Nope.
Oh boy.
I was watching it.
How long ago was that?
You sure it wasn't me?
Maybe it was you. I don't know. Yeah, you watched it.
Yeah.
And what do you think?
Looks like it's gonna be awesome.
Looks like it's Gladiator Hulk.
And Thor gets a haircut.
Thor gets a haircut. Yep, that was. Hera's in it. There might be some problems with the hammer. There's a bunch of stuff going on. But it's definitely, I'll have to look up the director, he's the New Zealand guy, but definitely has that comedic flair to it, which is pretty funny. So I'm looking forward to that one coming out. I think anything else. What was the other one you were showing about the concubine thing that you were telling me?
Oh, The Handmaiden's Tale.
The Handmaiden's Tale.
That's a new show.
Oh, it's not a movie. Okay.
Right, whatever. Starts on the 22nd.
Okay. There you go. Handmaiden's Tale. Whatever channel it's on. Whoever had 4 minutes and 40 seconds for the first ding, you win the poll.
Yeah.
It took them a while.
And how about this? How about in things that we did not expect and we don't know if it's going to be worth a damn? Sorry, I'm moving slow.
Any horror movie?
Ever? Barry Blaustein and David Sheffield have been signed on by Paramount to write a sequel to the 1988 movie Coming to America. This is my son, Hakeem. Right? And somewhere, Danny and Dave are going to listen to this and they're instantly going to start singing.
I don't think Thermal's seen it.
No, of course not.
No.
We still show watch Rocky.
She's your queen to
okay,
be.
Okay, now you're scaring the dog. Stop it. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Get him, man.
It's set in New York, segue. So, hey, what do we know about New York?
you like irritated that? The dog.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That boy, good. Mm, good and terrible. You have to see the movie to understand. hey, let's talk about New York. We went to New York.
New York
we
City.
We did.
How did we get to New York?
By the train.
Yes. This boom, is your boom. First time on the choo-choo.
Yes.
We love our friends at Amtrak, Amtrak.com. Yeah, we took the Amtrak Northeast Regional, mm-hmm. my train, the Joe Biden train, and we went to...
And we won.
And we won.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, right. We got 5 stars on Yelp for our train. I don't know what that means. what'd you think of the train ride? he emoed for a second there.
Yes. It was pretty easy. Seemed yeah. easier than flighting.
Did it feel safe?
Yes.
Because you had canine units and...
He was falling asleep when the canine unit walked past.
Oh, I don't blame you, dude.
I can't help it.
So you got rocked by babied.
Yes. By a train.
By a train. Which is way easier to do on the train than in front of it.
Yes.
Oh, but on it. But the freight train before like that.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Those freight trains are crazy.
It's like the one in Logan.
It's what?
It's like the one in Logan.
The freight train? Oh, it is like the one in Logan.
Yeah.
That's right.
Goes on forever.
Logan, which we talked about in episode 29. Nice poll.
Oh, this is episode 30, by the way.
This is episode 30. Did we not say it at the top?
We did
not. I didn't ask.
You skipped it.
Gosh.
You were all sorts of confused.
I'm on Advil because I hurt my back, and I can only turn one direction, which... reminds me of a dude we used to skate with. We used to call him Clockwise because he can only really skate clockwise. So it's really easy to defend against. Okay, so New York. So we took the train to New York from Quantico Marine Base, which we feel very safe there. And we went Sunday and we stayed in...
Chinatown?
Chinatown.
Yes.
Whoa. This time we weren't I wasn't the only blonde, blue-eyed person White. There.
Or blue-haired.
Or blue-haired. There were actually a lot of tourists there this time.
Yeah.
When you go in January or February, not a lot of tourists in Chinatown.
So we discovered that we were a block away from about, not one, not two, but three different filming locations for the Netflix Iron Fist.
Wait a minute. We? No, yes. You discovered it, and Iron we Fist. All walked around.
Yes. So we went...
Getting pictures.
We went to the skate park.
I just walked.
Yes. Just follow your cue. We went to the skate park where Colleen Wing... is assaulted by her own students and tells them they're all loud and
obnoxious.
Yeah, horrible at sneaking. And then we went to what is supposed to be Shikara Dojo, which is her dojo.
Which is right across the street.
Which is right across the street. And then we went a couple blocks over to the restaurant that's supposed to be the Hatchet Gang headquarters. And actually, we went to a fourth Iron Fist location, which was in Central Park, but we'll talk about that in a second. So we did all that. We did Chinatown the first day.
We went to the bridge with the Avengers.
Right, well, same spot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In Central Park, which Bethesda Terrace, I think is what it's called.
Ooh, Bethesda.
Yes. Oh, like the game yes. company. Oh, Bethesda Games. What do they make?
Fallout.
Anything else?
More that I can't think of.
Okay, good.
Skyrim.
Skyrim. Nice. And then, was that Sunday? That was Monday.
It was the first day there.
Oh, we did it Sunday? We walked around and did all that on Sunday? Mm-hmm. I got my days confused.
No. Central Park was Monday.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Central Park was Monday.
Yeah, because we went
Iron Fist places were...
The day before.
Sunday.
And then where'd we go the last day? Statue of Liberty.
We did the boat tour.
We did the boat tour. Yep.
And we did...
Ripley's.
You get to touch meteorite.
I get to touch meteorite.
Nice. What did you do?
It's going to be like your dragon.
Forever and ever.
What did you do?
How cool is it?
Saw a colorless giraffe.
That was pretty cool, too.
Colorless or collarless?
Color.
I don't know how much a giraffe collar would cost, but it would be expensive.
Oh, ask him your fun fact about the giraffe.
Oh, yeah.
What does a pirate say on his 80th birthday?
I, maybe. No, but, so stupid. But why do you find that so funny?
It's funny.
Which has more neck bones, a giraffe or a human?
Giraffe?
They have the same.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, if you do go to New York City, you need to go to Ripley's Museum. There are so
they
many
have
cool.
They have a bumblebee made out of car parts.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the Transformers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They have a gorilla made out of tires.
Oh, you guys showed me Darth Vader's.
Yeah, there was a staple art Darth Vader.
I don't know how long that took.
Yeah, and then there was long one enough. Made out of old typewriter keys.
Yes, and then recycling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the other place we went was the USS Intrepid.
Yes.
Yes.
Aircraft carrier.
Right.
That was Monday.
That was Monday, yeah. Because that had the Legos. What was the thing on the Legos?
Oh,
They
built the thing out of Legos.
The space shuttle.
No, the entire Intrepid.
Oh, yeah, they did that, but they also built the landing of the Enterprise space shuttle, which
yeah.
was...
No, right.
Yeah.
Out of 50,000.
50,000
Which
Legos.
You thought was 5,000.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Whatever. 50,000, 5,000.
That one was a flat...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the Intrepid. They had a bunch of different models of the Intrepid, which were pretty cool.
The big one for the Intrepid was.
World War II.
Yeah, that's the decommissioned.
And the Langley was the first aircraft carrier, U.S. aircraft carrier.
Wow. Look at you.
I just know that.
Okay. Named after who?
Langley.
Langley, yeah, exactly.
That He's guy. Looking at you like, really, Dad?
John Gary Langley? Not Gary, because Gary's a bad guy. see? Spoilers.
Something with a G.
That's what we did in New York. What stores we hit? We hit the Think Geek store.
I got a beanie.
You did.
Which makes him look so much like Jughead.
He does. From Riverdale on CW. Thursday nights at 9.
We need to get him a real hat and a real jacket.
Fallout. That's the only difference.
I gotcha. I know. It's all right, Juggy.
Fallout.
You're fine. And you wore that everywhere, dude. I don't know how you wore a toque and a hoodie in 85 degree weather, but whatever.
Because I always wear a hoodie.
All right. Hashtag always wear hoodies. Luke Cage approves.
Yep. We saw Hell's Kitchen. We had lunch in Hell's Kitchen.
We did.
We didn't get robbed in Hell's Kitchen.
No, that's because Daredevil.
Muscle Maker Grill.
Yeah. Muscle Maker Grill. We went there.
You know, there was a guy on the wall that you knew.
Yes, John De La Rosa. He's an IFBB pro.
Couldn't remember his name.
Nice. Yeah, we did all
and
that.
I tweeted about it, and he retweeted me and liked it.
There you go.
Nice.
They have some really good food, and plus they do meal planning.
I tweeted and got retweeted by the folks at Star Talk Radio.
Oh, cool.
Because they have a thing called Playing with Science, which mm-hmm. is one of their podcasts in the series that they have, and they talked about all the physics of hockey, like the physics of a slap shot, like why you can actually make a slap shot go way faster than a golf ball.
Nice.
Do you know what it is?
Physics.
It's what they call indirect explosion versus direct explosion. So direct explosion, you're just making contact with whatever the object is.
That's when you shoot the explosive. Indirect's when you light a fuse.
All right, hold on. Let me. in your definition, yes. So direct explosion is basically you swing your golf ball and you hit the golf. You swing your club and you hit the golf ball directly.
Swing the ball with the club.
Yeah. Then it doesn't go as far. No. But with a slap shot, because you're dragging it on the ice ahead of time, mm-hmm. you're creating like a slingshot motion so that once it does give, it's got more propulsion to it.
Cool.
Yeah. That's how the record for...
Science.
Yes. The slap shot record for this year was 108 miles an hour in the slap shot competition. Yeah.
Very cool. Then we went Monday night.
Oh, we did. We went to ninjanewyork.com.
Mm-hmm.
We got served by ninjas.
And attacked by ninjas.
We got a little.
I almost died.
We got a little bit of everything by ninjas.
And the green frothy drink on my plate was not a drink. It was dry ice with the colored
ice cubes.
Correct.
Do not drink those.
It was not.
Don't drink those.
It was not the green tea margarita that was different.
Nope.
No, martini.
The magician let me keep a card.
Margarita. Oh, we had they had a ninja magician.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Remember? I don't remember his name.
John.
Our server was Chris.
Oh, of course he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go to Ninja New York, apparently, and that's in Tribeca.
Tribeca.
Yeah.
And our server counted, or our magician counted the number of laughs.
Yeah, he was good.
He had a little clicker.
Yeah. He was funny.
They did scare one little kid, though, that was sad.
I know, that is sad.
But it was pretty
fun. I'm sure they do that all the time.
I know. Don't take little ones.
Anywhere.
It's a
Just in general.
Hazard of the job. So,
but yes, I was looking at my picture of our dinner and going, yum. Yeah. Look at that again.
It's delicious. Don't, sushi.
Don't take your little ones to horror movies. That ruins it for everyone else.
If they stay.
If they, yeah.
Yeah. And then we did not go to any movies. We went to, went to Think Geek. We went to Midtown Comics.
Yes.
Late on that. And then that was it for comic stores in New York.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Yeah.
And then we did the boat ride on the East River.
We did.
We saw the poster for Destiny 2 in GameStop, though.
We did. It was awesome.
I was taking pictures of seagulls. Don't cuddle your seagulls. Don't cuddle.
Hashtag seagulls don't cuddle.
Combine it. Don't cuddle your seagulls.
And then we got back on the train, and we went to...
Oh, did we now?
Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we stayed at the Doubletree, 237 South Broad Street. So good. Big, huge shout out to the folks at the Doubletree.
On the 23rd floor.
They took good care of
us. I know. Seriously? But we had a corner room, so we had a little kind of a diagonal-shaped window.
It was cool.
They're all corner rooms.
And they give you... they text you to make sure everything's cool, so we had extra towels. And
they brought me room service. I was much happier.
Ah, yes, you were.
I had a bed.
Yeah. Instead of the rollaway bed, you had a fold-out.
A fold-out couch.
No, whenever I travel with you two, I never get a bed.
Sometimes
I'm just happy.
Whenever I travel with you two, somehow we always wind up in the river. So there.
Okay, fair enough.
There, that's a trade-off.
What's your complaint?
My feet hurt? I don't know.
Every time she travels with the two of us, it's the two of us.
Yeah.
The New York hotel, you roll out of the bed and Papa Wolf will roll right into thermal.
Yeah. I had to hurdle him a couple times.
Break my feet.
Parkour.
But you get to Philly and there's room galore.
Yes. So
he rolls out of bed, breaks his face.
Nice. Hits it on the corner of the nightstand, like in Pet Cemetery. If anybody's ever seen that, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Pet Revenge?
No. Pet Revenge? Pet Revenge.
So we get to Philly. Revenge.
Yes, and we did all the history stuff.
No, first we had to go traipsing downtown to go to the comic store.
We went to Atomic City Comics.
Yeah, we did.
And he wouldn't let me stop at the... I told him he couldn't get the guitar at the...
No,
place,
Darth
and then
Vader
he,
guitar. That's
then he told me, and then he wouldn't stop for us to look at the composite bow.
You did find the Capcom mascot poster cute, though.
I did.
Nice.
Cute.
I don't know its name.
That's fine, too.
It was cute.
Well, one of the things that they had at Atomic City Comics, in addition to comics, don't say it, smartass, is that they had the...
TV.
They had the four-person...
X-Men
game, but the sound didn't work. So there was no Colossus roar. So somewhere, everybody who's ever been to MAGFest was sad.
I'm still trying to figure out how the lady sitting in the little cafe thing thought I knew where we were. She's obviously from there. Goes, is this on such and such street? I looked down and I went, I have no clue. It's called open your phone and look at your
GPS.
She was
nice about it.
Well, she was, but I was just like, I don't understand why you're asking me. You obviously look like you live here.
We got your T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yes.
He hasn't worn it yet.
Zombie, eat flesh. So that was
then cool. We did the walking tour.
Then we did the history stuff. Sorry. By the way, I ran out of Nerdout cards. So nerdoutapp.com. Make sure that you go visit our blog and like us and share us and do
give
all those
us
things.
More cards.
Yes, I have more cards now at home, but I used all the cards I had with me.
No, just give us more cards.
Promote that app. Promote the Nerdout app.
Just
ad nauseum.
I'm going to give a shout out to
App Nauseum,
the Sacramento middle school teacher that gave us
tickets to get into to tour the
Independence Hall,
the room where it happened.
Yes,
it
I don't know
very
the
nice.
I don't know the melody because I haven't heard the Hamilton soundtrack. But
it's been for. It's I listened to it once. I can't remember other than just the same line being repeated.
Well, maybe some of your female friends will play it while you're going somewhere with them. I'll just leave it at that. How's that? See, that's as
no
much,
other clues.
Much ribbing as
except
I'm going to
do. There will be jumping.
Yes. We did. We saw. So we went into
Independence Hall.
Thank you. Congressional Hall. It's not the right one.
The Philadelphia room of people that
we
are
went
important.
Where they signed the Declaration of Independence.
At
and then
the
where
bottom.
They wrote the Constitution. The How do you think the unthinkable?
With an iceberg.
Shaky
I have
green.
Been dealing with them all
stupid comedy.
Week.
Yes.
What do you call a midget psychic who just escaped from prison?
A small medium at large. That's
save
the one I love.
Me now.
I love that joke.
Yes.
I have been stuck with them.
You know
since
who told
Sunday.
Me that joke the first time?
Who?
Lyric. Yes, Lyric told me that joke. She was so proud too. She was like, I've been waiting all day. Uncle Nick's finally here to tell me this joke.
And then it was very sad.
Sad Panda?
Sad Panda.
What's Sad Panda?
Because we couldn't run up the steps.
But we did anyways.
You couldn't run up the steps. There was an NFL draft building going on in place.
In 2017, the NFL draft is going to be held in Philadelphia. They're actually holding it at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, which is famous because it's the Rocky Steps. So we did see the Rocky statue, which is not at the top of the steps.
Correct.
It's moved into the front.
They had his footprints.
And his footprints, which you can find them on Facebook. You find us on Facebook. That's where his footprints are.
And I put our feet in.
We'll put them in.
My foot's bigger than Rocky's.
You're taller than Rocky. No.
You're a big cup of Joe, my friend.
He's just whiter than you.
You're a big cup of Joe Langley,
and
that famous guy.
On the hit.
I think he could probably go and do that.
Thanks.
I met him. Did I tell you that?
No.
Uncle James and I, we were in Santa Monica for work. And it was when they were filming The Contender, the pilot for The Contender. No. So we met him and Sugar Ray Leonard. It's one of the only times in my life I've ever been like, I don't know what to say. And James, of course, walks right up to him, and they start talking about the gym from Rocky and everything else.
It's like me turning around at the Arnold and running into Arnold.
Arnold, yeah. Right.
Ooh, hi. Right.
Or when your mom sends me a picture, she goes, oh, it's that guy from X-Men. And it was the guy from Game of Thrones. Dinklebot.
Dinklebot.
Peter Dinklage. Yeah, was sitting like right behind her. And she's you should have just gotten him to speak into the phone and be like.
I run into random people.
Hello, Guardian. That would have been like.
That would have been it.
Yes. They had a permanent drop-in.
Guardian down.
And then we went back to the Philadelphia train station. Which
long way,
were
Guardian.
Really super cool because they have the digital kiosks at each of the train terminals.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
But the board is the old flip board, so when the trains change, it goes.
It does.
I just like the news. Nice.
It does what?
No, I'm not doing it again. Bless you.
That's the one. New York has replaced it. They're all digital, so that doesn't do it anymore in New York's Penn Station. Hmm. Philadelphia 30th Street Station still has the old board.
Instagram story it, and a bunch of people liked it.
Nice. And they're opening a Revolutionary War Museum the end of this month, so we'll have to go back to Philadelphia.
Nice.
Yes.
However, this time I will do it uninjured.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself again. Let's not do that.
I'm going to say, we went to New York, and I was excited to be able to compare the division's map.
Oh, yeah, we did that the entire time. We were like, oh, what about this?
Yeah,
what about this?
I did. And then when I came back and tried to play the division, the servers were down.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, because you were going to show me some of the buildings.
I was. The servers are always down on that game, though.
I think Thermal and I are probably the only two people while touring other places going, that building would be great for a zombie apocalypse outbreak.
That wasn't just New York.
That was in Philly. You guys did a lot of that in Philly, too. That's so funny. All right, so you did try to... Well, I was going to say, what have you been playing? So we know it's not The Division because the servers weren't down. That game is like your nemesis. It is your plankton.
It's just... Yeah, it's just buggy. That's the problem.
It is buggy. But you have been playing. You did play some Fallout
for a bit. Yeah.
Okay, but mostly you've been playing
Destiny,
right? And you could find out more about Destiny on which podcast?
HappyHourFromTheTower.com.
That's right. And you remember the phone number?
703-791-1701.
So call that if you get questions about Destiny or Destiny 2. Beta's not out yet, but will be soon. Or
more Cade drop-ins.
What was the email?
Podcast at happyhourfromthetower.com.
Nice. Pop quiz for the kid. Nice. That's where you could find...
Can't ask me.
He called me out on that.
I, of course, listened to the one episode where Nick decided that I really hope my wife doesn't listen to this.
Don't tell her we're buying a PlayStation. Don't worry,
it'd be a bad idea to talk about things that she shouldn't know right now.
Listen, last time I did that, I said, oh, don't worry, Yaya doesn't listen to our podcast. That backfired on me, too. So, by that logic, I should go, gee, hundreds of thousands of people don't listen to our podcast. Because if I go 3 for 3, then all of a sudden, we'll have a lot of followers and sponsors. Okay, so Destiny. So, we found something cool out about Destiny. So, your mom has been watching a TV show.
I have.
Called Travelers.
Oh.
Sure. Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. Don't make me sound like a liar on the podcast.
But you are.
Thanks. What was that supposed to mean? You're right. Remember when I said I was going to give you a raise in your allowance? I lied.
What an allowance.
Exactly. Say, he doesn't get... Yeah, both of us coughing.
I killed everybody. That's it. Zombie apocalypse in the podcast.
It had nothing to do with ripping out the carpets today.
We did that too.
Which okay. is why there were crutches lying up against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know how I found it. It was probably one of those nights that I was flipping through Netflix.
The show, yes. Not the crutches.
And came across Travelers and...
Wait, do you hear this? You ready for this? Here are the names of the horses in Travelers.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
What horses?
Just hang on.
The horses.
Patience and Time, The Last Word, Touch of Malice, The Fourth Horseman, and Down and Doubt. Which are all...
Yep, they're all exotic weapons.
Guns in Destiny, yeah. So somebody snuck that in there. That's a nice little Easter egg.
So if you're wondering, it's somebody in the future found a way to send back consciousness through time at the time of death.
The best part... The exotic called The Fourth Horseman is a literally horse. A horse's name.
Too funny.
I do remember using the last word for like all of your
I'm
ones.
Still using Down and Doubt.
Oh, you are?
Oh, I am, yes.
I know. I am currently working on the first curse.
We're in the wrong podcast right now. We've totally derailed and jumped into happyhourfromthetower.com.
Destiny.
That's right.
Okay. Become legend.
The only other thing I had is, usually you talk about apps, but I did want to say that it's very fun if you get a chance to use the Waze app while you're on the train.
Yes.
Because we discovered at one point we were doing 126 miles an hour, but Waze thinks that you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in a 25 mile an hour. It's flashing red at us like, whoa.
It was mad at us.
What are you doing? Yes. And then you did explain to the one guy who got really annoyed by his phone that you could change the voice. And the maps.
Oh, that was the Uber driver.
You didn't explain
Philly.
How, though.
One of the Uber drivers.
Just explain that you could.
Let me Google that for him. I don't want to tell him.
LMGTFY.
It's under settings, dude.
Yep.
Find it.
Yeah. If you can find settings. That guy wasn't very technological, which is weird, because if you're an Uber driver, you should probably know how to put stuff
in. And I told you
why
that lady had a lesser rating.
It's yes, because
her car was smoky.
Yeah. You should probably make that a note. All right, I'm done. What else you got?
So you have up there reading?
Yeah, what are you reading?
Or Reading? I don't know. You're Reading.
We didn't go to Reading. Reading Royals hockey.
We didn't go to Springfield.
No.
No, so
Springfield.
I was...
That's a team, brand new team too. This what the hell? Thundercats.
Which is Springfield?
Exactly. Springfield, Massachusetts has a team. A team that debuted this year.
And what state doesn't have a Springfield?
Rhode Island.
There you go.
Rhode Island is the only state.
Random facts.
Does not. And apparently, from what my buddy Skinny Dave told me, Rhode Island also is the only state that doesn't have mini golf.
Anywhere?
Right. It's a small state. It's basically the size of our house.
I know.
We do have, there's a haunted mini golf in Chantilly, though.
Ooh.
Monster mini golf, I think is what it's called. It's or monster golf. Monster or something. I think it's monster mini golf.
Are we even sure Rhode Island is real?
I was there 2 weeks ago.
We were having that issue with South Carolina there when we went to the beach and we couldn't find any license plates.
Oh, boy.
Just in general. No license plates at all.
None. Everybody was... Kung Fu fighting.
We were worried that South Carolina wasn't allowed to travel July and August.
Yeah.
They let out, one person each year.
Our buddy Edmund lives in South Carolina.
It's a beautiful state.
How'd
we just couldn't find any. We couldn't find any license plates while we were playing the license plate game.
Edmund he's a riot. So Edmund, so we used to play. I don't know why it's story time with Nick today, but we used to do a golf invitational down there.
It's because we gave you Advil.
I know. And so we would play four rounds of golf in 3 days, and then somebody would win the trophy. But Edmund would always come down a day early with me. So we were hanging out down there. And we were like trying to figure out where to get dinner the first day.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, hey, they got this place that where they yell at you. You heard about like Captain Dicks? Have you heard about those? They like treat you like trash. Like as soon as you walk in, that's the whole gimmick. Right? Mm-hmm. And every beach has those. So I said, hey, we should go to this place because then they'll treat you, you know, like garbage and everything else. And he goes, Nicky, look at me. I'm black. If I want to get treated like crap, we'll go to Denny's.
You guys are crazy.
So shout out Edmund West. I know he's around because I know he's running a Marriott somewhere down there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
No, so reading, I was checking out the Bourbon Street Boys because Mom, Yaya, as better known, was talking
Mom.
To me about it.
Yaya.com, but I don't know if that's a
And for those who are questioning what Yaya means, it's Greek for grandmother.
It is.
And it's actually one of the first words Thermal said to her.
Yes.
And she was astonished that Baby knew to call her Yaya because we are Greek.
Aww. Yeah.
Nice. Do you know what your first word was?
Boo.
Boo. It was boo. It was. That's a true story, bro. TSB.
That's not a thing.
Sure it is.
So, and then I was reading a bunch of books by Tijan, T-I-J-A-N, in case anybody wants to look it up. And now I'm on Susan Stroker's Rescuing series.
Nice.
I read fast.
Let me put that in the show notes. Yeah, no, I had to look up the other one because you finished all the books. Did you finish your fourth book in whatever series you were reading?
Fifth
book?
Escape from Furnace. No, I have not.
No, you didn't read anything because you've been on text messages with your friends for 4 solid days.
Yes.
Yeah. You can argue. A lot of texts. You could say that you weren't, and I'll tell you who's the liar. Yeah, you're all thumbs.
And
dude.
He kept getting all embarrassed, and I said, "Don't text anything you don't want your mom to read."
Ooh, look out!
Now he's thinking back to what did I text?
No, I'm not.
Which pop did you get in?
XO1 power armor?
Yes.
In Fallout.
Is that what we got in New York?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Because we saw it before, but we didn't get it.
Yeah.
And we didn't get Nick Valentine yet. We had to get him, too.
You're going
to
need another shelf.
We did get him?
Yeah. We're missing Piper and Codsworth.
Where's... Oh, yeah, Codsworth.
You're going to take a picture of these.
Where's Nick Valentine?
Take a picture.
He's down there by the other Fallout kids.
Yeah, right here.
There he is. Nick Valentine.
Dog meat.
Next to dog meat. Nick Valentine, which is my name if I ever get my
That's
private
not
eye
dog
license.
Meat, actually. That's the dog from COD Ghosts.
Oh.
Looks close enough to All dog right. meat, though.
Dog meat's here.
Worry about you guys.
Found a dog meat.
Doggo. He's cute.
That's secondary doggo.
Oh, no. Do you have to put the two dogs together? We have 2 shelves of Fallout.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Oh, boy. And there are more Daredevils, but I don't have them yet, so they're going to be on my birthday list because I want to make sure I get my Daredevil.
I haven't rescued Nick Valentine yet. I'm sorry.
We just bought flooring. Everything goes on birthday lists from now on.
I know. Oh, Floor Decor was the name of the place we got our floors.
Yeah, super
we'll put
nice.
Pictures. Well, maybe
we'll How fancy.
Pictures. You didn't see the floors yet, so shut the front door.
The name.
Oh, yeah, Floor Decor.
Yeah.
Gigantic.
Mind you missed the entire conversation where Dad wanted to carry the table out by itself, and I said no, we had to take it apart.
Yeah. Because
I didn't want any more holes in the walls by accident.
Yeah, she was right.
It was easy to take apart.
Isn't she?
Oh, points. Points. As Hardwick
and I'd
would
like
say
to know,
on at midnight, points.
I would like to know who put the table together the first time because
it sucked.
It was not done well. If I can loosen the bolts with my hand, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Or I'm super
strong.
Is your
hand a screwdriver?
Or am I super strong? No, when I went to lay under the table to unscrew them, they all...
Go, gadget.
You two are nuts.
Do you want my insightful words?
Oh, yeah, we forgot. Bubblegum philosophy of the podcast from our only Thermal Wolf who needs like some...
Our only Thermal Wolf.
He was going to say our only son.
Our one and only Thermal Wolf. Here we go.
Okay. Penguins can't fly. I can't fly. Therefore... I am a penguin.
You are a penguin.
Oh, God.
All right. And go.
You might be. You're related to Yaya.
Whoever's playing against the Pittsburgh Penguins in the NHL playoffs, we root for them.
Yeah, sure.
Hate the Penguins. All right. I think we're done unless somebody has some shout outs other than, again, you know, our sister podcast in the Nerdout app, which we plug every episode.
Oh, who are our cool Uber drivers? Jamie, I hope you get your Yukon.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy.
He was super nice.
That's the guy. That one guy. That's the guy.
He was super nice. He had water. He had dark chocolate for me and opened the door for me. Nah. None of the other drivers did that.
I know.
So Jamie gets points.
And he wore a suit.
Points.
He was dressed up nice in a
suit. Snazzy guy.
Very. So Jamie in New York, Uber driver.
Day job was working in financial.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I missed that part.
Don't quit your day job. Don't quit your J-Dob.
He's driving the Uber to earn enough money to get his Yukon. I think that's a good goal.
And then he's stopping.
And then he's done.
And he never wants to see any of us again.
Right.
No offense to us.
Any shout-outs for you or no?
T. Morris.
Oh, at tmorris.com.
Just because he's been playing Destiny with me.
Yeah. Well, you can give him a shout-out because every other time that you mention his name, you guys talk a lot of smack, which is fine. As the PvP guys, have fun. And he's...
Well,
you
his
guys are gonna
aim
do the...
is... If there's a target right in front of him, his aim will be 4 feet off.
Well...
He's a stormtrooper.
However, I hear that he and I have the same sense of direction. And map reading skills.
It's not a compliment. Wrong way.
I saw an image. It was a stormtrooper. He was writing a note, like probably home or something.
Uh-huh.
And every time he scrapped one, he threw it at the trash can. And the last frame was just a bunch of balled up paper on the floor and an empty trash can.
Nice. Stormtroopers. Mm. Okay, any shout outs from you or are you good?
I just gave one.
Oh, yeah, you're good. You're
any shout outs for you, or are you good?
This right. is your dad on Advil.
All right, I'm so done. I have no shout outs.
You're also red.
Shouted out to everybody I needed to shout out to. So that's it. We're going to move on to our next segment, which is
ADHD, D&D.
That's correct.
Where are we?
We are done with owlbears.
Owlbears.
Yes, owlbears are flammable. Just yes. saying.
Very.
Yes. And you'll have to find out. I bet there's a hobgoblin in it.
Somewhere.
Right. Oh, there might not actually
I
be.
I bet there's a missed shot by Eric in there somewhere.
Oh, and I think we're in town. I don't think he shot anybody. That's the only reason I forgot to tell you.
So, ironically, I think even in town, he'd still try and miss.
Yeah. It's certain old D&D games you do that. Then every guard comes in, and then you had to do a turn-based brawl. Never mind. It's the old like Forgotten Realms games. Oh, they sucked so bad. And like a random bar fight would break out, and it would cost you like 2 hours because you had to move everybody. It sucked. Mm-hmm. Yep, so that's it. So we are moving on to ADHD D&D. The contact information for the show is at the end of the show. So you have to stick around and listen. And then until next time, geek out.
Greetings, explorers and dungeoneers. This is the Geek Wolfpack Podcast segment, ADHD D&D. Today we're joined by your Geek Wolfpack, as well as the Shared Desk creators, T. Morris and Pip Ballantyne at www.thesharedesk.com. And also Megan and our fantastic straight man dungeon master, Ron. So enjoy the adventure.
All right, so we're getting on boats and... Basically, the townsfolk of Drellin's Ferry are heading to Tyrrelton.
Yep.
Screaming, get out, run away.
Goblins are coming.
Run away.
We're getting in boats, and we're heading upstream.
Well, that was my suggestion, that we could flood the goblins when they're trying to...
Well, let's go and see what they're doing out there. At least we can spy on them.
I think any way we can help deter their advancement on the other townsfolks would be...
I think it's a great idea. I think we should try...
A little guerrilla warfare.
I like the idea of flooding out the forces. I think that's the way we should go.
Nice.
Okay. Goblins can't swim, can they?
No. So I will work on this for...
I look at the flask and wonder how I can make whatever is in this available to everybody, because all of a sudden I drank it and people wanted to know what my strategy was, and then they agreed with it. So I think it might make me smart.
And I have the wisdom.
Our experience points. We get our experience points. Does that mean we get
archetypes?
Hey, don't jump the Sharknado.
Your new XP total will be 21,300. But you did 7.
21,300.
Mm-hmm. I told you we were level 6, dude.
Yeah, I know. I looked at it and realized.
So we're level 7, so T, I totally need that drop in.
So T and Brandon will be able to enter their prestige classes.
Yay.
Stacia's already in it. She can advance.
Can I get a bear?
Not yet. We gotta get you to base attack +8 before you qualify. But you do have a choice. If we go to the next barbarian level, you get an extra rage per day.
Ooh, nice.
If you go to the next level of the psionic one, you get extra uses of the bacon.
Ooh.
And you also get the bacon power.
So I gotta work with you to determine. Well, he left. All right.
He's still there.
There you go. Nice talk, Russ. He took his headphones off, so I could say anything I want to about how great our DM is. Look at that.
Oh, the timing.
Yeah, I got to work with you to figure out which of the two classes that I need to level up in.
Right. Basically, you've got options. Either of them work. The next one in the human class gives you a permanent +2 attribute boost.
Where do I find out more about the prestige with the prestige class?
Complete warrior for you.
Not the ultimate warrior.
Ooh, and I can level up in Divine Oracle.
Yep.
That was a wrestling reference. Brandon got it.
And that'll also be level 4 spell access for her, too.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so, actually, if you decide to go with a psychic warrior, you could potentially self-heal, or...
What the hell was that?
She could walk on water.
I can what?
Potential powers at that level would be, it's a self-heal of D12, walking on non-solid surfaces like water, oil, on top of snow.
Blood.
Carry your own ability point damage.
Ashermage, Jesus.
Dude, if we flood the goblins and then she walks on top of the flood and tells
you total darkness.
What a sight for the like last thing to see in your life.
Oh, good lord.
I am the dwarf. I would love us.
That coats her greatsword in acid. Doing 46 acid damage.
Don't use that on the dragon. Brax just didn't know that.
Why not?
She could potentially levitate.
Even when embiggened, because that would be awesome.
Oh, no. There's what you'd want.
Uh-oh.
Psionic lion's charge. And the reason she would want that is as an instantaneous action, she gets the ability to make a full attack in the same round she does a great sword charge.
Cool.
Ooh, prescient sense and trap sense.
Is that a passive ability or an active ability?
It's an active ability. It uses 3 power points, so she'd be able to do it twice a day.
Nice. T was helping you out. That was this cowardly lion face there. Or he was yawning. I'm not sure it was one or the other, but
okay. Does that? Do you want to do that, or do you want to do the barbarian level?
What's the best way to tell you what we want to do, Ron? Do we want to email it?
Email, and I can update the sheets and send them to you.
Okay.
Okay.
I have to think about it. Barbarian is the bear, right?
They both get you towards it.
Barbarian.
Damn. I really want to be a rage bear. I just feel that.
Hip is like, she's a minute away from she's a minute away from a tattoo that says rage bear.
Pip rage bear.
Pip rage. Oh, that's awesome.
There you go.
Pip rage bear.
What we need to do to get you to the bear is hit a total base attack bonus of +8.
Go.
Okay.
Get to the rage bear. Get to the rage bear. You guys.
And I know what Brandon's doing. Do you want to still be the acrobat?
Yeah, ninja. A smacking please.
Smack. I'll go ahead and apply that. And Nick, either of them boost your spell casting. The only reason to do war mage.
Because it sounds better.
I'm going to look and see if it actually has a...
If we ever need more city guards, just go around, find adventurers, and shoot them in the knee with an arrow.
Wow. Okay.
Skyrim reference.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
You and you alone, my friend.
Okay, so you're already going to get access to third level spells, so you can throw 3 fireballs.
Yeah.
Either case.
My magic missile is your fireball.
There's no immediate extra credit from the...
It's okay. I'm happy to watch all of my other friends have amazing progress while I just steadily get more and more powerful beyond their backs and eventually
turn on us.
Totally Raceland and no, I wouldn't do that. Don't be wrong. Yeah, I know. It's good.
Okay. Ponder which attribute you want to drop the attribute bonus in. If it goes into it, it adds +1 to your spell damage. If it goes into charisma, it'll give you more bonus spells and more higher DCs.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's kind of a tough trade.
It is. Hey, it's a good problem to have, dude.
Yep. Oh, and it also will give you more skill bonuses and an extra language.
Oh, okay. Sweet. I wonder what language I want to learn. I speak Schwarzenegger.
Rage bear.
Rage Bear. I speak Rage Bear. It'd be awesome if I was the only one who could talk to Ashmay. And I have to like translate between when she's in rage bear mode and I have to tell everybody else.
I think when you're in rage bear mode, it's just like,
no, I speak rage bear. She just said she wants to eat somebody. Last time. I know. That's what she said the time before. I know. That's cool. It's kind of really limited vocabulary.
Stewardess, I speak jive. That's what I want you to learn. That's your next language, jive.
Jive? Oh, that'd be... Oh,
My mama okay. didn't arrange a dumb ass, dug her rap.
Okay, I have a lot of work to do, but I think otherwise we're good to go. We have the general plans, so I have to get ready for next time.
All right.
That's great. End of the campaign. Fantastic, guys. Can't wait to do the next module. Wait, it's not the end of the whole thing? I thought we were...
No.
No.
It was 3,000 goblins.
What about one? They're not our goblins.
Part one of, you know...
Not my goblins, not my campaign.
Next up, us versus 3,000 goblins.
Stay tuned for a special offer.
The Red Hand of Doom, X2.
Hopefully not all at once.
So are we doing next week?
I'm okay with next week if you guys are.
So I have a work function all week, and that might require me to stay late, and I might miss, but that's not like you don't know what I'm going to do.
I'll play more.
Sell cookies and kill things.
Exactly.
It's not
that hard to read your mind.
I nominate Chip to play Mora.
Stuff cookies in their dead mouths, but that's just me as not the cleric.
I think the dog should play Mora.
Oh, instead of two coppers in their eyes, you put a dead girl with Dragon Scout cookie in their mouth?
That's frightening.
That takes Colt to a whole new level.
You're going to need 3,000 cookies, huh?
Okay. So.
Well, maybe if they bought some.
Really, right?
Well, if we find all their gold, then, you know, they can just pay for what we've used.
There you go.
That's
true.
Or bribe a leprechaun.
Essentially, what happens with the Order of the Bow Initiate
right.
is if you're in point blank shot and the creature is vulnerable to critical hits, then you add an extra D8 damage to each arrow that you shoot.
Okay.
You have to hit him, though, right?
No.
I knew it was coming. I'll flip myself off. It's okay. That's your bird that all night hit critically and did zero damage.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the thing.
Okay, the town folk will also still pay you that bit for helping them and for warding them. So you'll add...
They offer you some timeshares in Drellin's Keep for really, really low prices.
Yeah, riverfront property has just become very affordable.
And to the limit of the stuff that they have, you can swap out gear because they can take portable stuff with them to sell further along as needed to.
And did we give Luna the amulet of protection?
We gave her the amulet of health. It gave her an extra 7 hit points now.
Yay!
Okay, awesome. And then we gave Emma the bracers.
And you gave Emma the bracers. The dog is +3.
She's
the
very
dog
fancy.
Can out punch.
The dog is wearing spats.
I'm waiting for her to just wave a paw in front of her face and go, "You can't see me."
Okay. Think about what you want to do. Let me know. And Nick, think about the set thing. Let me know. I'll ask you also for skills. What skills you want to drop stuff in? But.
Yep. And anybody who I emailed and they didn't give me just one paragraph character bio, if you guys want to shoot those over to me so I can put them on the website, that'd be great.
Rage Bear.
Rage Bear. Yeah, that's all I'm going to put. Rage Bear. That's it. That's all you get.
I emailed you. Hey, Ron.
Yes.
So these profession spaces that I have that are blank that have skill points already applied, can I add in like jewelry?
Do you have skill points applied? I don't think you do. I think you just have the wisdom showing in there.
Yeah, the wisdom showing in there. Can I add in like a hobby?
Oh,
jewelry making.
If you wanted to learn additional ones, you could.
Okay.
If I can add a hobby, it'd be ripping things in half.
No, I was just thinking that if I keep collecting all these collectible items from all our creatures.
My hobby is killing dragons.
Is jewelry cat.
I like long walks on the beach and killing dragons.
I like long walks.
Actually, that would be a craft.
Oh, okay.
What you're describing, and I think
it's just a hobby. Like she wants to learn something to.
I have craft.
So
there
I.
There is actually a craft trophy making.
Okay. Can I do that? Can we talk about adding that?
Yeah.
You're gonna make a jewelry business on the side.
Oh, I figure if I'm gonna start collecting like items, I should be able to like have a hobby of.
Is Luna opening her own Etsy store? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. I think
the 3,000 goblins come like
Etsy store.
3,000 goblins come down across the bridge. There's just like a little lemonade stand of jewelry.
and Dragon Scale cookies.
I have Dragon Scale cookies, and I have Dragon Scale jewelry, and I have owlbear feathers. Which would you like?
3,000 guys in the line. Meanwhile, Shade's just backstabbing them from the back.
Yeah, exactly.
you set up the toll booth from Blazing Saddles.
Yep.
That's
we
it.
Have a strategy. This is what we're working on.
Oh.
Blazing,
Oh, it could be Blazing, because I do fire, so it could be Blazing Saddles. We can do that.
Scorching Ray?
No, Fiery Blade on your, oh my god, can you imagine if I could cast that on your scimitars, your rapiers?
What, the Scorching Ray?
The thing to add the fire damage.
Unfortunately, that only works on your spear.
No, no, it works on something I'm holding, so I could cast it on them and then hand it to them.
Does you have to do that before the battle starts?
Of course, because he's going to come from the back, so it's going to be all right. It's a loophole. It's a loophole in the rules.
Awesome. All right, I sent an invitation, guys. Have a great week. We'll be in touch so I can get everybody set up for next time.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Ciao.
Good night.
Ciao.
Thanks, guys.
It's not there.
Arg.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Geek Wolfpack Podcast. The podcast, including all original music proudly composed and performed by the Wolfpack, is protected by a non-commercial, no-derivative, share-alike United States 4.0 Creative Commons license. For more information, go to creativecommons.org. You can find us in email at geekwolfpackpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at geekwolfpackpod, and on Facebook, facebook.com/geekwolfpackpodcast. Till next time, geek out.